It's a week since the Dublin Web Summit, and all the businesses that went to the Dublin Web Summit have been grappling with the same issue, I think, and this is it. They've gone to a place, they've done a huge amount of networking, they've met a whole load of potential clients, customers, they've met potential funders, investors, they've met people who are great contacts for the future, and they've come away with a whole raft of business cards and memories and notes, perhaps even all sorts of tweets from people, ways of linking. And all the businesses that went to this huge event, the Dublin Web Summit in Dublin, are having the same difficulties that people have when they go to every single big event during a year all over the world. And that's what this audioboo is about. I want to tell you about the difficulties that I've had during the last week after the Web Summit, having met so many interesting people and so many potentially valuable contacts. Now, the first thing to say is that the people that I met at the Dublin Web Summit are an incredible mixture. And I don't actually know which of them are going to be the most useful from a business point of view, long-term contacts. I just don't know. And that's a good frame of mind, I find, to have, because the person who I met for 5 minutes over coffee and whose details I took down may turn out to be the really, absolutely the best contact I made there in the long, long run, even though I had hardly anything other than a pleasant cup of coffee with them. That's one thing. You just don't know who are the best contacts after a big, heady event like the Dublin Web Summit. It's impossible to know. You might think you know. They might even be the people that you went there to meet. But the future is totally unpredictable. It's too complex. So, what did I do? I did the same as everybody else. I faced the dilemma. Will I enrich the contacts that I started at the Web Summit by phoning people up who I met, sending them an email, linking with them on LinkedIn, sending them tweets? Will I do all that follow-up stuff, which is pretty obvious that I should, because otherwise, I'll be just wasting or leaving to sheer chance whether anyone will get back in touch with me. I mean, I could sit back, I suppose, and hope that the people that I got in touch with would find me and get in touch with them. But since I don't use business cards, and since I prefer to go for personal contact with people via other means than just having their card, than giving my card to people, no, I had to do something about all those contacts. But the other use of my time that I've had during the week is the issue about, what about all the content that I created on Audioboo during the Web Summit? All the interviews and conversations that I had with real people about their business, that's all terribly valuable content to put on our website, on our blog, share, on our own home base. It's all up there on Audioboo, but Audioboo website belongs to somebody else. It belongs to Audioboo. But the content that I've made is mine, and I want to actually use it. I'm very pleased, delighted, and thrilled that it's on the Audioboo platform, and it can be found there. But if I put it on my own blog and my own website, that's like having it at home. And that's where it can be, you know, for a long time into the future, presented in exactly the way that I want to present it. So, for example, an Audioboo interview with somebody at a business conference, I can write a bit of text around it, and I can put hyperlinks into the text so that I basically help the person who comes across the link, opens up that particular page, I can help them to put the audio in context. And I can also put in hyperlinks to people that I met. I can help other people with their search engine optimization by putting links on my website to them. So I can actually continue in the same spirit of generosity as I actually approached them in order to talk to them at the Web Summit, where I was incredibly fortunate that not a single person I actually wanted, that I went forward to speak to at the Web Summit, said, no, I don't want to speak to you. And not a single person said, I don't want the conversation between us to be recorded. So I've been fortunate enough to receive the generosity of other people who have welcomed me into their world to the extent that they've trusted me to, you know, with their words and their voice and their messaging. For my place, which is in this case So Far Audio Boo, but I want to give back to them. And if I put a link on my website and properly present the piece of audio, there's a good chance at least that they're going to be pleased. So that's it. But, and here's the dilemma. It's pretty obvious you should do both of these two things, but which do you do first? There's the question. Do you come back from the event and, you know, contact the people who you met, or do you put content on your website? Which do you do first? I really would be very interested to know what you've done, what you recommend. What I did is I contacted people. I made that decision that I would not, you know, spend this week that we've just had uploading all the content as my priority. I would actually make a priority of making personal contact with the people at the event. Now, did I do the right thing? I wonder. What do you think?